It's not always comfortable. There are disagreements where people, rightly so, think differently. They're paid to do that. They're encouraged by myself and everybody else to make sure their voices are heard. We've been together doing it for a long time, and I think that part's starting to be okay, but you still want to have the passion and the energy to stand on the table and say, this is what we need to do, and this is the reason we need to do it. We think it's important to stay focused and try to take the best player. The situation about needs is normally a temporary one. What you think you might need is not necessarily what you're really going to need next week, because things are going to change between now and next week. If we can take the best player available in our minds and be honest about it and stay true to form, that's the way we want to try to do it. We try to pay attention to all of it. Sometimes we'll be paying attention to all of it, and you realize that in this particular case, with this particular player, it doesn't matter how fast he ran a 20-yard shuttle or a 40-yard dash. It matters that he's a good player, and he's smart, and he's this, and he's that, and he's going to help our team win. But at the same time, we never get to a position where we completely discount that. We would have that discussion again and again, and even before we picked on draft day. If we got to a point, then we would have a little conversation about, okay, so the 40 doesn't matter. Why is it that the guy ran such a slow 40 anyway? We'd still have that conversation. He's very athletic, great catch radius, big target. We think he'll add some stuff to us athletically on the offensive side of the ball.